President Obama and the rest of the group of eight leaders decreed last month that the planet's average temperature shall not rise more than 1 Celsius degree above today's level. But what if Mother Earth didn't get the memo? How do we stay cool in the future? Two options. Plan A. Keep talking about the weather. This has been the preferred approach for the past 2 decades in Western Europe, where leaders like to promise one another that they will drastically reduce carbon emissions. Then, when their country's emissions keep rising anyway, they convene to make new promises and swear that they really, really mean it this time. Plan B. Do something about the weather. Called climate engineering, this approach used to be dismissed as 3 science fiction fantasies. Cooling the planet with sun-blocking particles, making clouds more reflective to the sun's rays, removing vast quantities of carbon from the atmosphere. Today, this approach is looking more practical. Several recent reviews of these ideas conclude that cooling the planet would be technically feasible and economically affordable. The National Academy of Sciences and Britain's Royal Society are preparing reports on climate engineering, and the Obama administration has promised to consider it. If the climate does become dangerously warm, there could be enormous political pressure to do something quickly. And while it wouldn't be easy reaching international agreement on how to reset the planet's thermostat, in some ways, it is easier than trying to negotiate a global carbon treaty. There are plenty of skeptics who fear the unintended consequences of tampering with the planet's thermostat, but they also fear the possibility, which I'd call a near certainty, that political leaders will not seriously reduce carbon emissions anytime soon.